Donna. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wright. And that last call about the macular degeneration was helpful. But so I have a friend, and she said she has, the doctor said she has aging macular degeneration. But listening to your last call, I don't know if it's wet, dry, or whatever. But right now her eyesight is fuzzy.
Yeah.
She can still see, but they said it's progressive and she'll end up blind. So I'm calling. I don't know if there's a cure, but if there isn't a cure, is there anything that can maybe help at least stop her where she's at?
Well, aging macular degeneration, ma'am, almost always refers to the dry type. And the reason they call it aging, it's like that old barn I was talking about. You drive by the old barn that hasn't been maintained for 15 years, and of course it looks like it's aging, doesn't it? It sure does. So they're almost always referring to the dry type, and that's the one where we have a treatment at Tahoma Clinic that is successful in approximately 70% of everybody. I'm not kidding. We have lots of testimonials and doctors who've come to the clinic and been there for a while and said they didn't believe in it, but it works. After they saw it works, they now believe in it. Anyway, that takes intravenous treatment because there's so many doggone nutrients and they haven't been getting into the body for quite a while. 70% effective, what's that mean? It stops it in its tracks. That's the minimum. Or much more often, people will get some improvement in their vision. And the earlier we catch it, more chance we have of getting a fairly major improvement in vision again. So that is doable. It's just a matter of getting the nutrients to where they go. And they haven't been getting there for quite a while. And so we get them into where they go with the intravenous, and the body can actually repair itself, believe it or not.
And you know how long, on average, the process is, doctor?
Yes, it's one intravenous treatment 3 times a week for 2 months. And that is it, and that is all of intravenous treatments, that is. And what people need to do after that is to make sure they get the appropriate nutrients into them by the oral route. And you see, the reason we have to use the IVs is that people have not been getting them for so long that we want to pile it in there before the eyes get any worse. And as I said, with my dad, his vision went from 20/60 when he was first told he was getting into this age-related macular degeneration. By the time he was done, he was at 20/30, and as you know, perfect is supposed to be 20/20. So he didn't get to perfectly perfect, but he did make a big improvement. And it's a heck of a lot better than losing his vision, which he had been told too. He came out to our clinic clear from Ohio, which is where he was located at the time. It did take a couple months out here, but we got the job done for him.
Oh, that's wonderful. So just call the clinic and don't know where to lead me from there for my friend?
Yes, because all the doctors at Tahoma Clinic know about this treatment, the so-called dry macular degeneration. It's usually called instead of aging, but aging is probably the dry. They know about how to do it, and they just get it going for you, but they need to work with that person to find out why it was that they weren't getting all those nutrients in, and that is the real key, is finding out why it was that those nutrients weren't getting in and making sure that doesn't happen again.
Well, thank you so much, doctor. I love your show. I listen every weekend. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, ma'am, and thank you for calling.